The Packers next year will have a new head coach, firing Mike McCarthy mere hours after the game on Sunday, which when I got the email, I couldn't believe it. I thought, sometimes you see a tweet and you think, no, that's a prank. I thought someone hacked the Packers email format and were then pranking me that Mike McCarthy actually got fired. Aaron Nagler joins us, CheeseheadTV.com. We've talked about this. I mean, looking back, maybe it's not so shocking that it happened after that game, but it was a moment of shock for me, Aaron. I have to imagine the same for you on Sunday.
1,000,000,000%. It was a shock. I mean, this is a move that has never been made in the history of the Packers. As they keep telling us, they've been around for 100 seasons. So for them to make this move now kind of tells you, I think, where Mark Murphy's headspace is at, how upset he was by that performance on Sunday against the Cardinals. You know, I don't think it was that game in particular that got Mike fired, but it sure didn't help. And I'm sure he kind of pushed the boulder over the hill, so to speak.
Yeah, it wasn't asked yesterday. I wonder, Murphy, going into that game or the way things are going at halftime, where Murphy thought, you know what, I think I need to do this today, or if he went into that game thinking, you know what, if we don't play a good game today, I'm going to make this decision today.
Yeah, and it may have been kind of, like he said yesterday during his press conference, you know, he kept waiting for that one game, that one victory that they could kind of start turning their season around, and it just never came. They botched so many games down there, down the stretch after the bye week. You know, I did find it interesting how he was asked point blank, if Mason Crosby makes that field goal, is Mike McCarthy still the coach? Mm-hmm. And he paused. I mean, he certainly seemed like he was ready to say, you know what, if they win that game, I think maybe I don't make that move. But then he kind of paused and reflected and then hemmed and hawed and then said, well, you know, it was all about the performance and how, you know, regardless of the winner or the loss,
hypotheticals,
the performance that irked me. Exactly. And then, you know, I don't want to talk about hypotheticals, but that tells me that, yeah, if Mason Crosby makes that field goal, Mike McCarthy's still the coach. So I do find it interesting. I do think, I mean, this is as close as the Packers have ever had, at least in the modern era, to an actual owner. I mean, Mark Murphy sounded and was acting like an owner yesterday.
So why is Murphy acting this way? And he doesn't obviously have enough confidence that Gutekunst can make the decision, not giving him enough power. But why does Murphy feel this way?
Well, man, obviously, I can't know the man's heart and mind. It's clearly something he must feel pretty strongly about. You know, he walked into a pretty good situation with Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, he came on board during the Brett Favre kind of debacle, so to speak, which he didn't help by going down and trying to bribe Favre to stay retired. But, you know, he hasn't had to do much on the football side. I think he saw things kind of eroding, and that's why he made the move to Gutekunst. But I think it's as simple as, you know, his tenure as CEO and president of the Green Bay Packers is going to be defined by this hire. I mean, whatever happens here, however it goes down, and whatever they do on the field going forward, it's a reflection on him, his name, his legacy in Green Bay, and everyone knows what he's done off the field, business-wise, with Titletown, et cetera, which will keep the franchise viable for a very long time. But ultimately, people remember wins and losses, they remember championships, and I think he wants his hand in that. Now, I know there are a lot of locals who are very kind of almost upset about the fact that he has kind of interjected himself there. But I keep saying, and I said in my chat yesterday, like, can we let it play out? I mean, there's nothing we can do to change this. We're not going to change his mind. We're not going to change the trajectory of this franchise. That's his job. It's his prerogative. He has made this change. He has obviously done something that in the past has not worked in Green Bay, but clearly works around the NFL. So let's let him make this hire and see what happens. But this need to kind of rush to condemnation just so people can say down the line, oh, I knew it all along. I was right all along. I knew this would never work. Well, can we let it play out first before we, like, start polishing our laurels, so to speak?
Aaron Nagler, CheeseheadTV.com. Man, every week I talk to you, I think I could never like this guy more. But right now, I could never like you. I could never like you more.
I knew he was going to be a good guest for us.
Oh, I
knew it.
Watching that press conference yesterday, there are questions that need to be asked. There are questions about the power structure that need to be asked. But it got to a point where it's like, I felt like the reporters asking the question wanted Mark Murphy up there to say, oh, gosh, you know what? You guys have asked this question so much. You're right. I'll step down, let Goody hire. And that's where I felt it was heading. And I thought there's a time and a place to ask a question, and there's a time and a place to insert yourself to be the story. And I think that's what happened a little bit yesterday. Mark Murphy, we forget about this too. I think a lot of people do. He's got the Packers' best interest in mind. He's not the enemy. He is. If you don't agree with what he's doing, if you think he's got too much power, if that report is true that he's going in and like,
fine.
But if that report's true that he's trying to also do personnel decisions, I'm going to walk back a little bit.
I know. I will say though, I was after I put that on Twitter, the Charles Robinson piece, and I highlighted that section. I had two people inside the building text me immediately and say that was total BS. So take it with a grain of salt.
Okay, good. I think that Mark Murphy, look, he saw what happened when he wasn't involved. It was a disaster.
Exactly.
It's where we're at now. So he thinks.
Precisely.
And if he's got to be up there and like, by the way, here's my resume and cover letter. I just think we need to remember. I'm not willing to join the mob is what I'm trying to say.
I totally agree. I completely agree with your read on the room yesterday as far as, look, you're right. Those questions have to be asked. That is literally the job. I totally get it. But at some point, he's answered the question 100 different ways. Like, you've got to keep going with it. Like, I totally understood his frustration in saying, look, I don't want to brag about myself, but I'm kind of a big deal. I mean, Mark Murphy, I get it. People are upset, but it's a big change. It speaks to a way in Green Bay that hasn't worked in the past. But look, it's a different NFL now. Like, people want to keep clinging on to what Ron Wolf did and what Bob Harlan did. For good reason, though. I get it. Like, anyone who lived through the 70s and 80s can understand the trepidation. Anyone who had to deal with all of those horrible teams year after year after year, I get Bob Harlan and Ron Wolf are the gold standard. But Bob Harlan and Ron Wolf did not exist in this landscape. They did not exist in the media landscape that we have today, in the world where the NFL has evolved into a multi-trillion dollar business almost. You know, people got to pump the brakes on, oh, this is such a disaster. I mean, my Twitter feed yesterday was filled with people going, oh, Murphy's a disaster. Murphy hasn't done anything yet. He moved on from Thompson, which was the right move. Now he's moved on from McCarthy, which everyone was begging him to do.
Yeah.
Can we let him make his hire before we're ready to bury the guy? I just think it's ridiculous.
So do you think, it sounds like Gutekunst likes Jim Harbaugh. What would you think of him as maybe one of the top guys to bring in here?
I mean, there's no doubt that Jim Harbaugh is an excellent football coach. And anyone who's watched him over the years knows his effect on a football team. I think he would have the Packers winning sooner rather than later. But I would be very surprised if they brought that kind of volatile personality, so to speak, into Green Bay, into that fishbowl. I mean, obviously it's working in Michigan. He's doing all right. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't know. That doesn't seem a fit for me. But, you know, ultimately it's Gutekunst and Murphy. You're going to be making that call, and it will obviously be Murphy's final call. It's a possibility. I can't dismiss it out of hand.
Is that what maybe the organization needs? A little enthusiasm injected into that?
Right. Hey, man, I'm all for it. I mean, after, you know, a decade plus of Ted Thompson and Russ Ball keeping that place like, and I will quote a former Packers executive here, like North Korea, I will welcome a little personality, a little looseness, a little, hey, guess what? We're playing football for a living, you know? Right now, some of the stuff inside that building is treated like they're dealing with nuclear codes, and it's like, come on, people, you're in an entertainment business. I will welcome that.
Aaron Nagler, CheeseheadTV.com. I want to get back to the coaching thing in a second with you, but I need to ask you this question just in case you can help me with this, because we've got people calling up and tweeting that they want a football guy in charge of the decisions. Meanwhile, Mark Murphy played in the league and was an all-pro.
So
what is a football guy? What is that? What does that mean? I don't get it.
It means they've done nothing in their life except eat, sleep, and breathe football. They haven't done anything else in any other sector. They have no other accomplishments. They have no other thoughts. It is only football. I don't know. I don't care. It's so ridiculous. Like, saying that Mark Murphy is not a football guy is just about the dumbest thing I can think of. I mean, the guy played at the highest level in the world for a long time. As you mentioned, is an all-pro. You know, has friends around the league that he played with. owners, GMs, etc., they all know who he is. They all know what he's done. This idea that Mark Murphy is not a football guy has got to stop.
Yeah, I think the only thing that people, when they say not a football guy, maybe player personnel, the personnel around the league, maybe he's not
absolutely
as familiar.
Sure
I think that's it. But, I mean, certainly he's played the game, and he's made football decisions.
But then you have guys that, like, scout forever, and they never played the game. Are they football guys, or are they analytical nerds?
Different
like
levels.
It's always we're always moving the goalpost here on what we want from these.
I mean, football guys. Well, football guys is such a general term.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, it's funny. Who made the hire of Bill Belichick? Packer fans are always so happy to kind of compare how the Packers are coming up short with against the Patriots. Well, who hired Bill Belichick? Not a football guy. You know, so it's I don't understand this obsession. It's like, can we just let Mark Murphy make the hire before we bury him? It's so ridiculous. It's been like 24 hours, and people are like ready to burn their stock. I just don't get it.
Yeah, when I hear people tweeting in to our station here,
one guy told us yesterday
he's messing up their organization.
One guy told us yesterday, Aaron, when Mike McCarthy got hired, he was so mad about that hire, he mailed back his stock in the frame that he framed it in. So I feel like that might be going on again here as we talk with Aaron Nagler, CheeseheadTV.com. As far as the Aaron Rodgers thing.
Did you mail yours in?
No, God, no. Mine is hung proud.
Oh, Aaron's part of it, too. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My sister got me one years ago as a gift. So I am officially part of the tribe.
Yes, baby. I love it. Okay. As far as Aaron Rodgers goes, he's going to have a lot more say, we would think, than us owners would in the next coach. But how much say should he have? Because I want the next coach. I think the number one thing they should look for is a guy that can get Rodgers back to being Rodgers. But I also don't want him involved in the process, which those two things I think kind of contradict myself when I say that.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I think he needs hard coaching, and I think involving him in the process probably leads them down a path where he's not going to get that. I mean, he said yesterday he doesn't expect to be involved. He's spoken with Brian and Mark over the years is what he said, but, you know, he doesn't expect to be involved, and Mark Murphy was asked point blank yesterday if Rodgers was going to be involved, and he started with no. So I think that's the right approach. Look, life is going to go on past Aaron Rodgers. You've got a GM who's got a five-year contract. He's 1 year in. You got to think his next big task after hiring this coach is finding the next quarterback. So whoever the coach is, has got to be the best coach for the team, not just for Aaron Rodgers. Now, all of that said, yes, there is a limited window to work with Rodgers. You've got to get him back to playing well, playing probably a different style of football than this constantly breaking out of the structure of the offense, constantly trying to get outside the pocket, et cetera, et cetera. You're not that guy anymore. That's what they need in their next coach, someone who can convince Rodgers you're not that guy anymore, but you can still play at an insane level. Now, who that is, I have no idea. That is why those guys are paid the big bucks to identify that guy. But as far as Rodgers being involved in the search, I think his involvement, such as it is going to be very, very limited.
And Aaron told us that, you know, his football aptitude, we all know he's a smart guy. He's the smartest guy in that building when it comes to football, or maybe a few other things as well, that he's going to adjust to any system they brought in there, and he's going to make it work.
Absolutely. Yes, exactly. And this idea that, oh, it's got to be this perfect fit for what Rodgers has been doing. Well, what Rodgers has been doing has been deteriorating before our eyes. I mean, he's having his worst season in a long time this year. I mean, he's still putting up numbers, still putting up statistics, but situational football, look at his throws, et cetera, it's hit one of his worst years in a long time. And they've got to get someone who can change the way he plays and get him much more efficient with the football. And these things are going to flow. Let's say the offense has been a big issue this year, and you obviously need someone who can fix it. And I don't think that necessarily has to portend that they look at an offensive guy. I know everyone says they got to go get an offensive guy, and that's what they've done for the last 30 years outside of Ray Rhodes. But, you know, they can very easily hire a defensive minded head coach and get a quality offensive coordinator that can help Rodgers. I don't think it has to be the head coach, but there's zero question that he needs new voices. He needs a new system. He needs to be broken down and built back up.
We'll leave you with one that we're going to approach tomorrow a little bit because it has been a tumultuous year. It's been a bad year. They fired their head coach in a game where I thought they'd win by 35 points. So not a great year, But who do you think in the Packers organization is better off now than they were in August?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, I would say Aaron Rodgers.
I don't
think there's any doubt that, you know, after this kind of up and down season, that I just can't see it getting worse. I really can't for Aaron. This is about the low point as I can imagine for him, just because he's so talented and they've got so much invested in him. They've got to make it work. Outside of that, I mean, you got to say Brian Gutekunst looks pretty good. I mean, he's had a solid draft. He's positioned himself really well next year for the offseason. Should have tons of cap room. Has a bunch of extra draft picks. Obviously, a big part of it is going to be this hire for the next head coach. But, I mean, this is the season. This is the offseason where he's really going to kind of make it his roster. He's still dealing with a lot of what Ted and Russ left him. But this now opens a window where he's going to be involved in picking a head coach. He's going to get basically his team on the field. And then he can finally, you know, stop living in the shadow of, well, we had all these bad drafts, we had all these bad contracts. Well, that's going to be all gone. It's going to be his baby.
Yeah, I think he's got a few decisions to make, and he could clear some more contract space up if he releases a few guys.
Crosby!
No, I'm talking about like Perry and Matthews and... You know, Bulaga, yeah. He's got to make a decision on Bulaga because Bulaga can't stay on the field. He's going out at every game. You got to make a decision whether or not this guy's going to help you in the future.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. I think they do end up moving on. I mean, we know that they asked him to take a pay cut last offseason. I know O'Brien has disputed that, but I stand behind Bob McGinn's reporting on that one. So I think they tried to move on. They knew they couldn't find anybody better within that time frame, but I think that will be a priority this offseason, no doubt.
Aaron Nagler, Cheesehead TV on Twitter. Aaron Nagler, thank you for your time as always, and we will chat with you next week.
Thanks a lot, guys.